Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kenny G Experience. My name is Kenny. I love doing these podcasts in the car. I apologize for the audio in advance, but you know what? When I'm in the car is when I'm at my best mental state. I don't know what it is, but that's just how it works for me. For those that don't know me, I want to say my name is Kenny. I am a nurse. I am a firefighter. I am a real estate agent. I am an entrepreneur. And I am a husband, a father, and so much more. As life goes on, as the podcast went on, you know, I continued to add more things to my resume, right? And it's an amazing feeling. You know, right now I'm driving home from my nursing job. You know, I'm supposed to be off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because I work 12-hour shifts, right? But sometimes it's not in the cards, right? As a nurse, we have a obligation, a duty. I looked at it wrong, right? The words I used were, you know, I never call off, you know. So having the next couple days off, I needed to handle a personal matter. You know, I said it like that, and I was looked at, and I was told, well, Kenny, you know, you have an obligation and a duty. And I looked at it and her, and I'm like, you're right. You know, like, I don't need a pat on the back because I don't call off from my profession that I took an oath to take care of, you know, human beings, you know, as a nurse. And I'm like, yeah, wow. You know, I had the thinking and logic all wrong. You know, it's not that, oh, I never called off from my job. I don't call off sick. That's what you're not supposed to do. You know, God forbid something happens. You know, yes, it's what sick time is for. God forbid, you know, you're ill. Yes, you don't want to make your patients ill, you know, but looking at it with those new lenses, you know, it really opened up some doors, and I'm like, wow, you know, that's a great analogy. It's a great way to look at it. You know, so today's podcast, again, I love getting into cryptocurrency. I love getting into NFTs. I love getting into self-help, self-improvement, self-development, right? This podcast has grown into so much more. This podcast has grown into not only self-help and self-improvement, but, you know, this has grown into financial guidance, not financial advice, because I am not a financial advisor. It's someone's opinion who was at the very bottom of the pit and now who is not, right? So either you take my advice with a grain of salt or you don't, right? That's your choice. I know I'm doing my due diligence by speaking on here and teaching people the way. For my NFT and crypto people, OpenSea.com is going to be your gateway into NFTs. Following the correct NFT news media on Instagram will tell you about upcoming projects that you want to get into, right? Step by step, if you are new, download Coinbase if you're from the United States, if you're from New York. Coinbase seems to be the most easiest platform I find to use, and download yourself a wallet, which is called MetaMask. MetaMask is probably, it's not that easy when you first start, I'm going to be honest, but you will get the hang of it. And on top of that, you know, I will help along the way as well with changing networks and, you know, what you have to do to receive NFTs and, you know, how you sell NFTs. There's a process to it. But guys, it is so early and we are so early that you don't want to miss this opportunity right now, right? The whole world is changing. We want to change with it, you know? So again, that's why I give the advice I give. It's not financial, but it's life advice. That's what I call it, life advice. I call it second shift. So as I'm off right now, I'm getting ready to go home, you know, check out my fire department, see what's going on, see if, you know, anything's going on. Then after that, I'm diving deep into my real estate game and going hard this year. That is my New Year's resolution, is to make more phone calls with real estate. You see, if you're a real estate agent, it all comes down to phone calls, right? You gotta make the calls. You're gonna get the fuck yous. You're gonna get the, how the fuck did you get my number? You're gonna get the fuck off, I hate you, blah, blah, blah. You're gonna get those. But I promise you, right? This works for anything. If you're a salesperson, salesman, woman, whatever you are, right? This works for anyone. Never give up. Stay consistent and follow up, right? Me, for example, one of my first listings, right? $1.5 million listing. Okay, I got this man to sign the paperwork my first month or two on the job, right, as a real estate agent. I told him, as a man, I said, listen, you have my word, you change your mind, we rip it up. He called me 2-3 days later, and he decided to change his mind. I ripped it up, right? Out of due diligence, number one. Number two, I'm a man of my word, right? That's all you have is your word. That's it. Your word is broken. You have nothing, right? You have to have terms. My terms are I'm a man on time, right? I don't play with time anymore. I'm a man who's on time because I don't want anyone violating me, right? Coming in late to work, coming late to an appointment, right? So I have to do the same thing, right? I'm a man who sees things through to the end, no matter the outcome, right? That's number two. Number three, I will protect and provide for my family by no means, whatever I have to do, right? And what it all comes down to is not even I myself can break those terms. Nobody, right? That's just how it works, you know? And that's what I live by. It's almost living by a code, you know? And there's a lot of things that I want to do in life, you know, but sometimes things get in the way, you know, other things happen. You might make a mistake along the way. You may lose some money. You may make a mistake, get to a car, whatever it is, car accident. You know, God forbid you got a DWI. God forbid, you know, you did something that could really affect your career, right? And your own business, whatever it is. Now, remember, you make a mistake, okay? That's all right, as long as you learn from that mistake. But let me tell you something right now. If you don't learn from that mistake, I promise you, you continue doing it, you're going to end up being nothing. Nothing, right? Learn from your mistakes and grow. If we don't fail, we don't grow, right? When we grow, we're learning. It's just a measure of all your failures that you learned along the way, and then all of a sudden you start getting it right because you do the right thing. Your gut's always telling you as well. Trust me. Your gut is always telling you what's right, what's wrong. If you do something to violate your terms or violate any code of conduct, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have a pit in the bottom of your stomach when you lie, cheat, steal, you're not let's just say, I'm not going to use a bad word. Let's just say you are not where you need to be, right? Okay? Remember that. Right now, I'm just spitting knowledge to you guys that I live by that made me go from having nothing to having a beautiful life. I go back and forth with my older cousin all the time because he's trying to help me get to the next level as a man, right? So he's trying to help me get to that next level as a man. So we battle all the time, literally all the time, because, you know, he's 45 years old or close to probably 50 now, and he forgets that I'm only 30, and right now I just made an excuse, and I call myself Alpha else on it. As soon as you say the word but, it's an excuse. No excuse. But, right, an excuse, what I do say is, listen, when I'm 15 years older, and I'm making the steady income I'm making now that took me 30 years to get, right? Over six figures, right? Dual income, same thing, okay? It takes a long time to get this. Now I'm there. I only been there for not that long of a time. So now I'm creating consistency, right? When you create consistency in the whole, you know, realm of this, it's different. You know, now you don't save money in a savings account. You don't use a debit card. Not financial advice. Just trust me on that. Download an E-Trade account. Start going with a core account. Put your money into that. You're much safer. You're going to make more money. You know, you're going to have a better future for your family, your daughter, your son, your dog, your cat, whatever it is you choose. That's just how it is. Again, guys, I have so many things I love to share that it's hard not to talk about nursing during this pandemic, okay? We're going through a nationwide pandemic, right? And I'm a nurse right in the middle of this, okay? But I also am a father, and I'm also a husband, right? So I had to protect my family. So it's very hard when you combine firefighter, right? I'm around it all the time. Nurse in it every day, okay? Then on top of that, you know, my, you know, being an entrepreneur with our S Corp we created, our business, that's another thing. So there's a lot to it, you know, and that I have to find that balance that I'm still learning today. Doing much better than I was, you know, but time management was always an issue for me. Getting up on time, right? Getting up when you freaking need to get up. Going to bed when you need to go to bed, all right? Me, I work 8 to 8 Tuesday through Friday. That's my J-O-B, just over broke. That's my main source of income that's guaranteed, that I cannot mess that up. That is my bread and butter, right? So me coming in 15 minutes late, 10 minutes late, you know, waking up last minute, oh, 15 more minutes, 20 more minutes, 30 more minutes, you know, that time I could be up, I could be having some healthy shake, you know, healthy carrots, fruits, vegetables, right? My Kagan water that I drink now, my electrolyzed reduced water that has changed my life, changed my energy level, without having to use stimulants or anything like that, right? It's amazing what water does. It's amazing what vegetables do. Wow, go figure. They've been telling us this for how long? But for some reason, we get hard-headed and we don't listen. Try doing the things you don't want to do when you don't want to do them, and watch what happens to your life. That simple. We're covering pretty much all our bases of what I love to talk about. The podcast, I'm trying to keep under 15 minutes to keep people entertained. I know, you know, I apologize for the commercials that come through. That is not me. That is just the platform that this is on. I do not get a dime for this. I do this because I want to help people, and I want to have such an audience and such a following that, you know, they see what I did and they know they could do the same thing, right? That's it. So that's why whenever someone follows me on Instagram or Twitter, you know, I want them to say how they found me, podcast, Fit Podcast, you know, because I want to know that's who you are. A lot of people I don't follow back if I don't know them, because I keep my circle so small. But if it is from my podcast, I will follow you back, right? An Instagram handle is the crypto nurse _, right? My Twitter handle is my last name, G-E-I-C-K, and then my first name, Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Those are my two main sources that I like to use. Facebook I use, but it's just my first and last name. I'm not a big Facebook guy. But again, guys, reach out, right? Ask questions. Come on, you don't know what an NFT is? Wake up. Stop being left behind and waiting to hear about it on the news. When you hear it on the news, it's too late. It's too late. Come on, guys. It's time to wake up. Do better. Do better. That's all I have to say. I'm going to stop there because I'm going to save some more knowledge for tomorrow. I got a lot to say. And again, I know there's going to be some crazy audio on this because of the road. But again, I don't care. It's knowledge. Listen to it. It's worth it. Do better.